The Alaska Census Working Group says every Alaska Native person not counted in the census costs their village or region about $3,000 per year in lost services. The group's presenter, Barry DeSouvereau, says the consequences ripple for the next 10 years.
There are people who are really, they're anxious that there won't be a big response rate among Alaska Native communities.
DeSouvereau says one of the biggest roadblocks is materials are only in the citizen's second language, English.
The U.S. Census Bureau had to prioritize, and if there weren't 100,000 speakers of a language, then they didn't translate anything.
The largest non-English language groups in Alaska are Yupik, with 11,000 speakers, and Inupiaq, with about 3,000 fluent speakers, at least inside the U.S. border.
So today, we're trying to translate the outreach materials that we have that start to talk about the census and make sure that people feel like it belongs to them.
The census outreach materials are spread among several tables in a side room at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. We're at the annual Elders and Youth Conference, hosted by the First Alaskans Institute. Posters on each table describe how the census data are used to determine voter representation and federal tax allocations. The posters are in English. Abra Putkatek and Gabriel Tunasuk work on Inupiat words for the entire poster.
Okay, cool. So you guys are working together?
At another table, Kenneth Frank and Rochelle Adams work on Gwich'in. At the center of each table are buttons in Dina, Inupiaq, and Tsimshian saying, I count or I matter in each language. Barrett Wilbur of the citizens group Alaska Counts says that's the message the group wants Alaska Natives to hear.
Billions of federal dollars come to Alaska every year, and those are all distributed and decided by census numbers. And whether you're 5 years old or 95 years old, every Alaskan counts. When you are counted, your community reaps the benefits.
At the end of the workshop, posters in Tlingit, Inupiaq, and Gwich'in were translated. But there's still a long way to go to get all the outreach materials translated before the census starts in January. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.